Currently, there are around 65 million people displaced globally by conflict or persecution. In 2015, 3.2 million of these were awaiting asylum outcomes in industrialized countries. Cue Australia.
This is a very serious situation. It's costing Australian taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
Last month, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton announced a new deadline for asylum applications.
Those people who are fake refugees, people who are refusing to provide detail about their claim of protection, we are going to set a deadline for those people, and we have set that deadline for the end of this year in October.
The announcement caught many advocates and legal centres off guard, including the Refugee and Immigration Legal Service in West End. Rails is among the many who have flagged concerns with what has been labelled as an unfair and arbitrary deadline.
We have 7,500 people at the moment who came as part of the 50,000 people on 800 boats who are either refusing to provide any detail, including in some cases even about their identity, refusing to answer questions about their protection claims, or indeed refusing to lodge those protection claims. Now, we aren't going to tolerate that any longer.
The situation is also not quite as simple as the Immigration Minister indicated in his announcement, in which he labelled those who had not submitted applications for protection as fake refugees, despite the Minister only lifting the bar, enabling them to make the initial steps within the last 12 months. With free legal help, a real necessity for most to work through the lengthy and complicated process, the deadline also places added pressure on those who provide this help.
That only put them at the back of the queue of people who are trying to access these free services. So it's not like lifting the bar immediately put them in a place where they could begin their visa application. It put them in a place where they could then go to a service provider to say, I need your help, and the service provider would put them at the back of the queue where there are already thousands of people waiting to get that service.
Because, of course, they've been waiting for a number of years to apply for this.
Since 2013.
But they're not the only ones that are trying to get these applications through. They're
one of 30,000.
That's Bruce Wells, Principal Solicitor and Registered Migration Agent at Rails. We spoke in one of the small rooms within their bustling second floor offices.
Well, Queensland, fortunately, is quite well placed relative to New South Wales and Victoria.
Yep.
So we started our project here at Rails a couple of years ago. So we've been working through this process and prioritising people based on their date of arrival in Australia and then their invitations to apply for visas.
Yep.
So in Queensland at the moment, there's somewhere between 200 and 250 people who have not yet lodged their visa applications.
Okay.
So compared to the thousands in Victoria and New South Wales, we're actually quite well placed.
Mm. So your concern isn't so much with the deadline in terms of getting people who haven't lodged through by then, but working with everyone after the fact.
Yeah, and the other side of that is, at the moment, the focus for the Department of Immigration has been on getting these applications in. Once that stage ends on the 1st of October, their resources will then shift to processing. They're going to increase the intensity or the frequency of their interviewing. So we're going to have larger numbers of people suddenly getting these invitations to interview, coming in and saying, what's this going to mean? And then the rate of decisions will also increase. So we'll have large numbers of people coming in with a decision that they probably don't understand and are not sure what to do with or how to respond to if it does go on review. So, there's no let up in sight. The department has said that they hope to have their primary decision making done by the end of 2018. But at least for the next 18 months, we're looking at being very busy with it.
Yeah.
We expect that with the merits review, at the moment, about 30% of cases are being remitted back to the department after merits review. So that's go back and be processed again. And we don't know what's going to happen in terms of judicial review, whether parts of this process might be identified as unfair, that need to be altered, that need to be revisited, or individual cases that are getting remitted back from judicial review back into this processing again. So we certainly are planning not for the next 4 months, but for the next 2+ years to get the system people.
And I guess everyone else is going to be as well. Any other like dedicated refugee immigration legal centre is going to be.
Absolutely, which is why it's frustrating for us if we have to double handle parts of this process that could be done properly at first instance if we had the time and the space to get that done. But by setting deadlines that put additional pressure on everyone, it makes it so much harder for everyone to actually fulfill these roles. Rather, we're confident that we can help the people who come to us needing our services in terms of getting a valid application in on time. We are concerned about those people in the community who aren't coming to us and may be unaware of all of these things going on and who are going to suffer a detriment as a result and won't know that they've lost an opportunity until they are detained and they're looking at being forcibly removed from Australia.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that we're particularly concerned about.
Are you, I guess, aware of people like that? Like, if they haven't come to you, you kind of, you can't be aware of them, really?
No, we are very engaged with different ethnic communities and speaking with people from their language groups and their community groups and encouraging them to refer people to us.
Yeah.
So we are doing those things. And to other service providers, we have a good network of referral with other network, with other service providers. But some people are so disillusioned with the process and having been frozen out of a visa application process for so long that they are extremely sceptical and extremely distrusting of government. And so rather than engage, they choose to protest and say, this is so inherently unfair that I'm not going to engage with this process. Which is one of the few ways of exercising agency over their own destiny that they have left to them. So I don't think it's in their best interest, but I can understand where they're coming from if they choose to take that path.
Yeah. Do you see people in those kind of circumstances being removed from Australia quite likely after October?
We really don't know. We really don't know. We don't know what approach the department's going to take. I've heard the statements of the minister that he thinks it's appropriate to remove those people. There are many countries in the world which will not accept involuntary repatriation, so that their nationals can't be removed without their engagement, the engagement of the source country. There are people who are stateless, where the country from which they fled doesn't even recognise them as being citizens, so how they would be removed is anyone's guess. And in those circumstances, the prospect of indefinite detention is real. I think if there are moves by the department to remove people without properly assessing whether they're owed protection, then I think that would be tested in the courts. Our view is that Australia has obligations to people who are here in our country and have articulated a fear of returning to their home country, and it's our responsibility to assess those claims and to make a decision about whether protection is owed. I don't think that that responsibility can be ignored or passed over. Yeah, there has to be a process. There has to be a process in place, and a fair and transparent process. People have to understand what the process is and what their role in it is. Otherwise, any outcomes that come from it are questionable.